This is TWiT.
I want to take a look at a little video YouTube put out, the best of 2014. They call it YouTube Rewind. I think this is the fourth or fifth they've done. And it features a great number of YouTube celebrities, including DJ Earworm's Fabulous Mix and PewDiePie, who jumps through the ceiling and creates a crazy, crazy thing. I'm going to jump ahead, though, because if we go all the way into the mountains, we're going to see... Hi, that's... Hey, I know... Wait a minute. I know that person. There's Yay! I, Justine, in the mountains blowing glitter dust. This is actually an amazing video. Justine is on the line with us. Justine is Eric. Hi, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about this before we got into the news portion of the show. I was so blown away by this.
Every year, they do such a good job. And this year, they actually have, like, I think, over 120 creators in this video. They went all around the world to get creators, not only just from the U.S., but they try to incorporate as many as they could. And it's awesome.
And they used the YouTube spaces in New York, L.A., London, and Tokyo.
Yeah.
So there, in fact, I think there's 8 locations on this, 5 shooting days. Did they ever tell you how much they spent on this?
They didn't, but knowing how much production costs definitely was
a pretty big thing. This is millions of dollars in this.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is all of these YouTube people, I mean, a lot of them are my friends too, and I know how busy they are. So for them to be able to get all of these people in one video is amazing. It's
now,
so impressive.
This, where you're blowing the dust, the fairy dust, looks like it's in the mountains in the Swiss Alps or something. But I'm guessing they didn't fly all of you to the Swiss Alps to do this frozen thing.
Nope. We were in a parking lot downtown Los Angeles. It was like 100 degrees. Everybody is sweating.
No. Yeah. It was hot?
It was so hot. Everyone was dying.
Oh, my God. So they made you wear a knit hat, a sweater, a scarf, and it's 100 degrees out.
Yeah, but I mean, it ended up turning out really awesome. It's just crazy because, like, we spent almost half a day, and I know even previously, like, the people have spent, like, days on these, and then you have, like, a 2-second cameo.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, you guys know how production works.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole hurry up.
But everybody's it. Conan O'Brien's in this. John Oliver's in this.
Yeah.
Why does YouTube do these rewinds?
That's a good question. I mean, I think they really like to kind of show the community in YouTube, and this is such a good way to kind of pull all of the trends together from the past year, and it's just a really fun video. So I think it really shows that they're willing to invest in creators, and they're doing a much better job of that in the past couple of years. So yeah. It's great. Although last year was my favorite because it was What Does the Fox Say?
Right.
So
were you in that one too?
I was. Yeah, I forget what I was doing. I think I was riding in a car with the guy who does the invisible drive-through pranks.
47 million views in the first week for this year's YouTube Rewind. So it's clearly something that people are interested in. I think
and
part
that
of the
ending part with the hamster was my favorite.
He's eating a little YouTube chiclet.
So cute. Have you seen those videos?
Yeah.
It's like this whole series where this hamster eats tiny little miniature food, and it is the cutest thing ever.
I think that's also part of the value of this, and you see everybody's getting credit here. Part of the value of this is introducing some of these YouTube stars to a larger audience. I had to actually sit down with a 12-year-old and to find out who all these people are. And he knew at least half of them.
Yeah, I think I only knew half of them, which is so crazy because this community is so massive that even a lot of these YouTubers in other countries, I'm like, where did you come from? You have millions of subscribers, and I'm just now finding out about you. So it is a really cool way to kind of get caught up on all the cool stuff that's happening on YouTube.
It also, I think, establishes YouTube as more than just the viral video site or, you know, the crotch shot video site. That these are all creators who are making content on a regular basis. They have a style, they have a voice, they have a name, and they're very successful as a result. Although, the normal person, like John C. Dvorak, you'd look at this and you go, I don't know who these... I love this guy.
I know all of them.
You know that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? You look at him and you go, I know them.
Yeah, I've seen him before.
All right.
And
I think you're overlooking is these guys are making money.
Are they making money? Justine, how lucrative is YouTube? I mean, almost everybody, like Michelle Phan has to sell... cosmetic kits and stuff. I mean, she makes her money in other ways.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard because, I mean, in YouTube, they do have sort of the partner program. And, I mean, you'll get a percentage of your ad revenue. But sometimes ad revenue isn't always the best. So a lot of us do sponsored videos. We do other projects.
Right.
So it really is trying to find creative ways to have sort of that other revenue stream. But it is so much fun. And I love taking sponsored projects where it allows me to create bigger and better projects that I normally wouldn't be able to do without the help of sponsors. And
right.
And I mean, you guys know this is what we do. So right. it's great.
Well, and I think also if you see YouTube as a launching point and not an end point, but as part of a larger thing, then it makes more sense than if you're saying, I'm trying to make a living off of what I do on YouTube.
It is. And it takes a lot of time. I mean, I've been doing this forever. And I think
how many videos a day do you make?
I at least post one piece of content a day. I've been posting like daily gaming videos. And right now in December, they do this thing called Vlogmas, which you vlog every day until Christmas. So you put out a video every day until then. But it takes a lot of time, especially most of the YouTubers, they still do shoot and edit all of their own stuff.
Right.
So it's very time consuming.
A lot of these were shot at YouTube spaces, like the LA space, where our former producer, Eileen, is one of the producers there. How important are we love Eileen. How important, Eileen Rivera, how important are these YouTube spaces to creators?
I think it's important because it does allow YouTube to be able to have a place where you can do meetings, you can have events, you can do premieres, and it kind of more or less validates it in the traditional space because most of the YouTubers, we shoot at home, we shoot wherever. So I wish they had this 5 or 6 years ago before I invested my entire life into buying equipment and computers. But it does definitely validate it where it's these places all around the world that you're able to go. So no matter what city I'm in, if there's a YouTube space, you could just come in and shoot.
So you get a sense of community and being a part of a larger community when you go to those YouTube spaces.
For sure. And I think it's really important in LA too, because to be able to rent out those studio spaces, and I mean, they have full production suites and they have all kinds of stuff. You do have to go through a training program before you're able to actually use it. So there is that, but it's just a great place that if YouTube wants to film something, I mean, they have it all right there at their disposal.
I tell you, when you look at something like this, you realize what a phenomenon YouTube has become.
It is. And the number one most viewed thing is gaming, which they did screw up because they didn't put enough actual.
They missed out on Twitch.
But I mean, that's kind of a little competitor.
Now it is. They could have bought it.
They could have. They definitely could have.
They should have bought it.
I mean, I'm not pointing fingers.
Justine, I'll let you go. I thank you so much for being here. When I saw this and I saw you in it, I said, hey, we got to get Justine on and just talk a little bit about this. When you look at it, you realize, boy, they really put a lot of work into it. And
it's awesome.
What a
great
job.
Good rest of your show and happy holidays.
Thank you, Justine. Happy holidays. Great to see you again.
Bye.